Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio here on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Welcome new listeners and those who come back to visit. Thank you so much. And those who will be listening on replay. And I am on replay here at Blog Talk Radio on the page or at iTunes and Spotify podcasts if you want to listen to a replay. And then if you are who have called in for a reading, I'll get to you shortly. Thank you so much for waiting. And we have a lot of people who are who've called in today, so hopefully I'll get to everyone. Again, if you're new to me, you can find out all about me at my website, which is B Calvano Coaching. I have a YouTube channel with a lot of videos, and you can find out all that I do. I do readings. I do coaching, and I have special packages for coaching. And then also I'm going to be doing a special workshop here in New York City in February on angels, goddesses, high priestesses. There will be healing. There'll be experiential knowledge. You're going to learn things. You're going to experience things. And I really look forward to having this gathering of women. And more will be coming to you soon. And the best way to know about it is to subscribe to email at my website. All right, my friends, I wasn't here last week. I don't think I got really busy with all the specials that I had shared with the readings. And thank you all of you who took advantage of them. It's a great way sometimes to know about a special. Oftentimes it's 50% off and you can get a sense of what I do and what I do and how I can help you. I know today while I was preparing to do the weekly readings, I always get the information downloads from the angels about what to share. And one of the things that they said was this, it's called Let's Ask the Angels. So my job is to empower you. Many of you know how to do it already, but for those of you who don't, how do you connect to your angels? How do you connect to your higher power, God, goddess, the person that you, person, thing that you connect with that you know has the information and knowledge that they can share with you? And basically we have that information within ourselves, but oftentimes as a human being, we kind of get in our own way and we can't hear it. We can't connect with it. So the only reason why I really do this show is to show you that you have a choice. You know, we have a choice as a human being. We have a choice to be happy. We have a choice to make a change. And that in and of itself is huge. So knowing that you have a choice to make your life better, to help a situation, that there is a way, is a big, big thing. Because you and I could go into a conversation with people today and many people would say, nope, you can't change anything. Things are the way they are. These people are the way they are. The situation is the way it is. And our families are the way they are. And so there's a certain frustration, a certain sense of obstacles, a certain sense of sadness, even anger, and we can live that way. But the interesting thing about spirituality, and I think in the positive sense, is that you get in touch with knowledge. And that's what I actually do here on my show and in my readings. I share a little bit of knowledge with you. And so whatever you're doing already, you can take that knowledge and you can use it, you can try it on. And you can see if it can make your, in quotes, your game better. It's exactly what coaching is. You already have an idea. Maybe you started something. Maybe you're doing it anyway already. And then if you get some coaching, just like a player who's on a football field, a basketball player, you know, any type of sports, you can take this coaching and you can try it on. The whole idea is to give you options so that you can not remain stuck, so that you can get in touch with your power and actually get a sense of your real power and what you can do. And so what the angel said to me is, this is a little bit of a prompt before I get into the weekly reading and your own mini readings, is that many people don't want to know about their spiritual gifts. I mean, this whole thing about angels or anything that's in the unknown, right? The mystical, psychic things. They kind of sense that they want to know, but they don't want to know. Now, why don't they want to know? Because if you have an ability to know, if you really have an accurate ability to sense and know, you might have to be responsible for it. You might have to act on it. And that can be frightening for people because you might end up being a disruptor. You might be someone in your family who goes against tradition. You may be someone in your job who stands up and speaks for yourself and for people. Get a sense of it. It's all about your power. So psychic abilities and all that is not just woo-woo. This is really our ability to have our true, authentic power. We talk about in chakras, it's basically having the energy systems in your body all aligned or aligned as best as possible. And what does that mean? Tapping into your heart 100%, tapping into your throat chakra so you can speak when you need to and not stop like a deer in headlights. Many people do that. They want to speak, but they can't get it, out. So the whole thing about let's speak with the angels, let's ask the angels, my whole premise here, and I might change the title, is really about you accessing your own abilities so that you can be authentic in your power as a human being. And one of the best ways is to work with our angels, work with your whatever ascended masters, gods, goddesses, anything that you feel prompted to that's beautiful and loving, that's going to expand your sense of self. So that's one of the reasons why I do this. It really isn't that I give you something that you don't know already. Hopefully it will inspire you to want to investigate how you can be your best self in this life. And I say one of the ways is to develop your intuitive abilities. And the word is psychic sometimes. You can develop your own abilities so that you can be more effective in your life, at your job, in your family, in your relationships, with your health. It really is about trusting yourself and knowing that you have a choice. You really have a choice in this time in your life, in history, in your family, in your work, in the world, to make a difference and not just go along as it has been for generations and generations. So it's kind of a big deal. That's the game that I like to play. That's how I live my life. I learned that I had a choice in some things in my life that I didn't know. It's I didn't know that I could actually speak up about this thing in my family. Sometimes we don't even know we have choices because we are like that goldfish in the little aquarium, the jar, the bowl. We're swimming around and we're in the water. So we don't even know that we're in water because we're in it. So when we work with the angels or when you do sound healing, when you do yoga, when you eat properly, you give your brain the right fuels and nutrition so that you can think straight, you have a better chance. You have a better chance to tapping into your inner knowledge. I can't tell you what it is, but I can teach you how to do it yourself. And I share with you some of the things that I do. And, it is really exciting that you can find out how you can turn around a health condition. And I speak about this because I use the word 30 because I've been married 30 years. Oh, my God. But I've seen people's health. I knew that if they didn't make certain choices or that was their own free will, in 30 years, their health would be really crappy. And you know what? I was right. You could have someone complaining about their knee. Every time you would see them at a family gathering, they're complaining about their knee. And all of a sudden, 30 years have passed. And not only their knee is really horrible, but almost every other part of their body. And I say 30 years because time goes fast, really fast. And the next year, 2020, is going to go fast. What we did this year in 2019 is we got awakened to things that were not working. Have you noticed? We got awoken, you know, we woke up to things that are not working. Some of it didn't make us happy, but it's all part of our plan to transform our personal lives and the planet. So 2020 will be about matching that energy and taking the actions. That's it, personal responsibility. And one of the best ways to do it is to impact your own abilities with your intuition, trusting you have the information, trusting you know, and using that every day. You know, recently I was asked in a confrontational way, you know, what trainings do you have? You're not a therapist, this, and that. And, you know, I have spent thousands of hours as an artist, as a creative, as a performer, as an actor, making choices. The whole creative way of life is making choices. And I transferred that into my coaching. And I also have a lot of background in taking a lot of courses, a lot of hours in personal development. And making choices and then acting on them creates whole new worlds. If you don't like the way your world is right now, your life, you just need to take different action. That's it. It makes perfect sense, right? But many of us are unwilling to take the action because we're afraid to make a mistake. Well, wouldn't you rather make a mistake and then trace back and correct it and get right back on board than not try and have your whole life be stopped because you were afraid to make a mistake or you were afraid of criticism? So I was just guided to share about that today because the angels really want people to know that they have a choice to be happy. And last week I did a video. It's on Instagram and YouTube. I shared from the book Super Attractor by Gabby Bernstein. And one line that really jumped out at me at the earlier part of the book that I'm reading is, you know, if you want to feel better, the key to feeling better, many people want to feel better. The key to feeling better is to stop feeling bad. And that sounds way, way too easy, way, way too corny. But the key to stop feeling, the key to feeling good is stop feeling bad. And it's not like the old adage where they said, no, but you must go through grueling suffering and struggling in order to be, you know, to get there to the other side. Yeah, there is endurance. Just like my husband who used to run the New York Marathon and used to train and run 100 miles, 150 miles a week in order to run a competitive marathon because he was an elite runner. So we're talking 100, 150 miles a week in order to run 26.2 miles. Is it an effort? Yes. But was it worth it? Yes. So yeah, there'll be effort, but it's not all dramatic and maudlin. It really is. There's a lot more available to you and I if we just tell ourselves we've been addicted to suffering. The old model has been that you think that if you suffer enough and struggle enough, that there will be this window that's going to open up and make you happy. The truth is, your happiness comes when you decide you want to be happy. Like, no kidding. It's kind of like a rock bottom. But feeling happy attracts being happy. Does it cover up that which has to be healed? No. You still have to heal the stuff, especially if you have addictions, if you have behaviors. Yes, that will take time. But you sure will save a lot of energy and you will attract a lot more miracles if you let yourself have joy and be able to tell you, call it on yourself that if you can notice that, I may have been addicted to feeling bad. Because you know what, you guys? We learned this from people in our family and they learned it from their generations and their generations. There was this whole model of if you suffer, you're the good person, the martyr. If you suffer, you must suffer through it. Well, like I said, there is some enduring, but it's not like you're constantly posting it for 2 to 3 years on Instagram. You take this to a therapist or counselor and you get some good coaching and you implement it. But for many, many people, I'm here to tell you the key to feeling happy is to stop feeling bad. But we got to tell the truth and say, you know what? I've just been automatic and feeling bad all the time. I know I did that for years. And it took me to go to a therapist when I was 35 to say, you know, you need to check on yourself. Now, many of us have so much to be grateful for, but we can't see it because we're so addicted to complaining. So today's reading is really empowering. It's from The Fairy Tarot by Radley Valentine. And here the first card is, and the reading is for this week, but you could take it on for the rest of your life. That's one thing about these readings. These are coachings. They're not just me giving you fortune telling ideas. They are ideas that are timeless. You know, the key is to hook onto something, latch onto something that gives you power. You know, if there are certain things that you know that when you do, you are much more effective in life, then you just hold on to that like your life depends on it. And that's one of the things I did with alcohol 29 years ago. My therapist said, alcohol doesn't work for your brain, Barbara. It makes you depressed and complain a lot about life. And so I gave it up. So addiction is not what you think it is. Some people think it's just, you know, you turn into this person laying in the gutter or something. No, you could just be someone who's got everything looking good on the outside, but you're just complaining that you don't have a relationship, that your job, that you hate your job, just about anything, a loss of power. And it's easy to escape to a wine spritzer or to some pot or something just to like take the edge off. And then you don't take any real actions. And another day goes by in another month. So here we go with the reading for the week. And I said, this can be for you forever if it resonates for you. The first card is the Empress. And this is from Radley Valentine's The Fairy Tarot. And the fairies are also great little helpers that help us. And you want to get to know about them more. You can easily just spend more time in nature. Ask them to make their presence to you and see what happens. So the planning phase of your endeavor is now over. It says time to take action. The power of creativity. Success that allows for a life of luxury. I mean, that sounds amazing. But then what do we do? So congratulations. You've done excellent work sorting out what you are trying to accomplish and what you need in order to be a success. Now it's time to get busy. No more contemplating the perfect strategy. If there's a detail that seems to be missing from your plans, it will reveal itself as you move forward. See, sometimes we think we have to have all the answers before we take a step. But actually, just follow your heart. If your heart says, I want to meet someone, you know, for a partnership, personally or in business, or, you know, I want better health, that tiny action that the angels are already telling you to do, yeah, you got to take that action. And it may not be that very thing that leads you to it, but it will lead you to something else. So fix your eyes on the horizon and get going. Creative endeavors are especially favored right now. And this can include the desire to have children or take up a new project that you consider to be your baby. Whenever possible, try to add an artistic flair to each step along the way. Infuse your tasks, great and small, with joy and the knowledge that nothing can hold you back. So to be able to be in that state where you feel that nothing can hold you back, you got to take care of yourself. To feel good in your body, yeah, it requires getting enough sleep, enough water, eating right, the basic things. Believe it or not, you do the basic things, you're going to start manifesting what you want, the basic things of self-care. So our Empress stands in the chapel courtyard, symbolic of the source of inspiration. So hard work that pays off, inventiveness, successful endeavors, a love of luxurious things, getting a lot done, nurturing yourself and others. So I really love this. So many of us have had these ideas. We know it's ready to go. And basically we're getting the get go, just go ahead. You know, even though it's November, we can get a lot done before 2020. And you know, if you don't get it done by December 31st, don't worry about it. But for all of us, that message from the angels is make a choice to be happy. And I know I'm happy and fulfilled if I take an action and I can mark it as done. You know, so the next card is release. And it says, let go of the past, an ending that makes way for opportunities, time to move on. So again. Sometimes we're stopped by moving forward because of the past. It's a real simple thing. People can ask, why isn't this happening? Why isn't this happening with the relationship, with the job, whatnot? Many times we're still connecting with the past. And what about the past? The past where it didn't work out. The past where we got really criticized and shamed or humiliated. So our inner self says, hey, I ain't going to go there. I'm not going to put myself out there 100%. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and look for an easier, softer way for something to come to me. And again, miracles can come, but it does take that willingness to jump in the water, you know, to really jump in. And then that's why we use the angels to help us, you know, release any anxiety, any stress, any worry. It's the key component of working with the angels is using the angel therapy techniques. So here it says you can learn from your past and move forward, or you can be held back by it. This is true in every aspect of life, be it your relationships, career, or health. When an attachment to your personal history blocks you from progress and joy, it's time to release the past and go forth boldly in an exciting new direction. In a new direction. The angels are also helping me see that for many of us, and even myself, sometimes it's hard to remember that you can create a clean slate. And no, you don't have to throw out every piece of clothing in your house and do a, you know, Maria Kondo thing. You don't have to do that. You do not have to like fold every piece of laundry perfectly. And, you know, you don't have to do all that. No, from here, right now, exactly how your life is, you can create from nothing. And what does that mean? The ability to say and experience something like a miracle, something that you couldn't even imagine. And one of the great ways to do that is to work on your vibe, work on your vibration. How do we do that? We first acknowledge that our vibration is attracting what we have. So you want something different? Look at your vibration. Do you need to do some yoga that's very slow? Something like nidra or yin yoga, where you're breathing, getting in touch with your breath. So does it take work? Yeah, all of this takes work. But the amount of work that it takes, it gets you going. I call it like it gets you into the flow, it gets you into momentum and velocity. Or you can just keep doing life the way it is, staying in the vibe of discontent, worry, frustration. So often the changes coming into your life are anticipated or even welcomed by you. Although moving can be challenging, the fairies want to know that your future is bright and a magical one. Don't wait. Take your first steps toward happiness today. I mean, I think that should be the name of my show. Take your first steps toward happiness today. The beautiful peacock wings of our fairy and the white roses she keeps on hand both represent purity and immortality. So you may want to look at the photographs sometimes of the cards because you can probably get a whole nother message that I'm not even talking about. And that's the whole thing about developing your intuition, moving forward, freedom to change. Freedom to change. You and I have freedom to change. Now, the circumstances may not change right away. So, you know, your bank account may not change in the next few hours or even a couple of days, right? Your health may not change. Nothing may change on the outside. But hello, if your inside changes, your perception changes, everything will start looking differently and you will attract the information to make the outer changes. All right? So it's an inside job first, an ending that makes way for new opportunities, transformation, reincarnation. So that's the second card. The third card is Eight of Winter, and it says, you have what it takes if you only believe in yourself, thinking that you're powerless when you're not. A lack of self-confidence that keeps you from getting what you want. This is huge. You know, I did a reading for someone this week, and one of the things that I had to share with this person was that if you could get, meaning if you could really take responsibility for and admit how much anger you have, how much that would be the beginning of you releasing it. And especially for women, the last thing we want to be doing is acknowledging that we're angry. My God, we're one angry bee. But you know what? When we can tell the truth, it's a lot of energy that's stored up inside of us. We can breathe because we know it's true. We just don't want anybody to know about it. But then it comes out in certain ways, or we push it down and it makes our body ill. We create illnesses in our body. And it's not a pretty picture. So here it says, the idea that you're trapped by your situation is a false one. Don't let your ego convince you that you're without power. You have what it takes to move out of any situation you don't like. Again, it might not happen tomorrow. It may take a week or two or a couple months. But I'm telling you, when I spoke earlier about 30 years that have gone by, in a blink of an eye, time does go by. But if you put in daily actions, a daily program to your own personal healing, my goodness, your life is completely different. And in 30 years, when you go to that funeral and family gathering and you see the people who chose not to make any choices, or they chose to stay the same, not a moral judgment, that's just their free will. There will be people who will choose not to change. They don't feel that's possible, or it's too darn painful to change, because then you might have to speak the truth. And that's what 2019 has been all over the place. People finally just being willing to speak the truth. So change requires commitment, and that means making a choice to actively improve matters. Again, change requires commitment, and that means making a choice to actively improve matters. If you find it difficult to focus, ask God and the angels and the fairies to send you signs to help create a plan. Take responsibility for your life now. A fairy stands on a slab of ice feeling trapped. That's in the photograph here. But it's an illusion. The illusion of being trapped, the need to take back your personal power, not believing in yourself. So it sounds kind of dismal, but the truth is, the truth will set you free. You know, if you can and I can tell the truth about this in any aspect of our life, it's like gold. It's like, yeah, I've been pretending I don't have enough ideas and my ideas are not valid. Or maybe thinking that my ideas won't work out. But you could just hold on to that, or you could just try it. I was guided to pull one more card, and it's the High Priestess. The High Priestess comes and says, trust in your intuition, careful reflection before taking action, insights that come through meditation. So here she's helping us see that, to assure you that your spiritual gifts are real and your intuitive insights are accurate. So many of you have these hunches, you have these senses, you have these ideas. Those are messages, especially if you've been getting them in repeat. They've been coming to you for weeks, months. I meet so many people, they've been getting the message. They don't feel that this job is right for them. You know what? It's not. It is not. But it's going to take something to move or to get a new job. And by not taking actions and being in self-denial day by day, you block the energy flow of your life. If you have something that you can see that you've been dealing with from, I'm going to say months, but years, you might need a therapist, you might need a counselor or a coach to help you, push you to take those actions. I'm telling you, in the end, that's all it is. Our lives are composed by the actions we have taken. That is it. That is it. The actions that we take or the actions that we don't take. So she wants you to know that nothing in spirituality is secret anymore. Therefore, she presents to you all the wisdom she's accumulated in the hopes that you'll use it to gain great insights about yourself. On this card, she's holding a great book. You and I have access to this great book. For some of you, it might be the Bible. For some of you, it might be the Quran. For many of us, it will be an additional book of Akashic records, those records that are ours uniquely. We came into this life with gifts and talents And some of us have been using some of them, and some of us have not. I know there's some gifts that I stopped using, but I'm ready to get back into it with. The most important revelations come from within. Try spending time in meditation or going on long reflective walks in nature. Ask yourself, what is it that I truly want? Am I following my own path or just trying to make others happy? Whoa, I can say this again. What is it that I truly want? Am I following my own path or just trying to make others happy? Happiness comes from the knowledge that the choices you are making are for your highest, greatest good. Now, your body is a powerful, intuitive tool that can lead you in the right direction. You know, that's why many people binge eat or starve themselves or take substances, because their body's talking. You know, our body's talking to us, but we don't want to hear those messages, so we drown them out. We can over-exercise. I used to do that too when I was a dancer. You can do so many things. You think you're doing something good for you, but you're really drowning out the intuitive voice that wants to come forward. So balance is key. Self-care is nurturing and key. So pay attention to your emotional responses to various options offered to you and treat them as a compass that will guide you along the way. This card indicates that your psychic abilities are very strong right now. You can trust what your instincts are telling you about situations and people. So we're in something called, well, we're in November and we just had Halloween. And I don't go too much into astrology or too much into the woo-woo, but I've always found this time of year, they say the veil is very thin. What does that mean? You can really tap into your spiritual insights and your abilities really greatly at this time. Sometimes you might feel too much because it's really easy to, yeah, there's a lot of information coming at us. We can use it. The other thing I want to share with you, don't give your power away to astrology. Like if people are saying Mercury retrograde, can't do this, can't do that. I don't really listen to that. I pay attention to it, just like I pay attention if the sun is too strong. I might put on some SPF, some sunscreen, but I'm not going to not go out into the sun because the sun is out, right? So it's the same thing with astrology. You know, you take precautions, but please don't give your power away to astrology. It's a tool. It's a compass. But you have your own tool right within inside of you. And if you already know that you're prone to being afraid, you could easily use the tool of astrology to stop you from living your life. You know, and that's not what it's for. So important nighttime dreams right now, spiritual knowledge or enlightenment, making plans before taking action. And journaling is fabulous. Just taking some time to draw out a plan. You don't have to spend hours on it, but know that you have such extraordinary power. I'm here to tell you that. You have the ability to create happiness within your life. And there's a lot of stuff going around in the world and in our country right now. We can pray for certain things. That sure does help. We can get into action when we feel it is part of our duty. We do that. But you can also still continue to create your life. And I can say this, when you are creating joy in your life, you are impacting so many people who don't even know that they can do that. So you taking those tiny actions to help your health, to make your life better, it spreads like golden sunlight to other people. Some, we may have been brought up that it's selfish to be too self-centered, but you know, when you take care of yourself, it shows other people that they can take care of themselves. So that 30 years later, they don't have health issues that they needed to have. There's some simple, simple things that they can do. So keep your strategies to yourself now also. Gathering information in order to come to a later decision. So yes, if you have great goals, don't tell everybody. Don't post it on Instagram. And, you know, when people post those questions just to get a lot of likes, tell me all your dreams and all your goals. No, don't do that. Keep them to yourself, to a trusted person you might share it with, but you don't have to, you know, just blurb it all out. Keep it to yourself until it has legs and it's walking, right? You really want to nurture your dreams. There's a lot of energy everywhere. So the cards will be on my website, and I will probably be making a video also of this reading because it's really special. I'm going to take one moment and take a just brief sip of water, and then I'll do your readings now. So again, if you are listening for the first time, my name is Barbara Calvano. I'm an angel intuitive, angel therapy practitioner, professional angel card reader, and a life coach. Most of my readings are not about fortune telling. I'm not going to tell you. I can give you indications, but the main thing is that I want to help you develop your own connection to your higher power, your angel, so you can have your free will and create the life that you want. We all have this ability. So here we go. And again, please, these are going to be mini readings now. And if you want a longer session, you can always book one at my website. I do 15, 30, 45 minute and 1 hour session. Okay, the first caller's area code 205. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hi, my name is Patricia. Hi, Barbara, my name is Patricia. I guess my question is, are there any messages from spirit for me? I am just starting up the nursing program. This is my first semester, so I could list 20 different emotions that I go through or more, but I know we don't have time for that.
So what did you say? I'm sorry, what did you mean about the 20 different emotions? I don't understand that.
Oh, I was just saying I could tell you 20 different emotions that I that I've been going through since I've started the nursing program, but I know we don't have time for that.
Okay.
So I guess, wondering, do spirit has a message for me?
Okay, so you just started this nursing program. So what is one emotion that you have that kind of encompasses all the emotions?
Overwhelmed. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sometimes.
That's what I sense. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's not easy, those programs, those medical training programs, not easy at all. The best that you can do to get rest, to set up your food so that you are, you know, fueled properly so that you don't start not eating properly. You know, it's easy to the angel's saying, try to set up a program, meaning get all your food sorted out, get your water sorted out, get your sleeping sorted out, and so that you have your basic fundamentals to give you the strength and the energy to do what you need to do. My sense is that you have the ability to do everything, but if you catch yourself getting overwhelmed with having to memorize things or testing and all that, you know, it's just going to be helpful to you to do a prayer before you do your studies.
Yes.
You know, give it to the angel. Say, I know that I've been brought to do this work, to be trained in this, and I just ask you to take all my excess worry and, you know, fear and frustration and just take them from me right now. You know, I pulled a card for you, and it says, a wonderful new idea. Don't allow the bumps in the road to hinder your progress. And clear up communication problem with others. So sometimes when the more you can keep your personal life, family life balanced, right, less dramatic, that will make it easier for you to study. That's what this card is saying. So clear up communication problems with others. So if there is any lingering problem with someone in the family, that could actually affect your ability to focus and concentrate, period. And you may have to have some boundaries. Say, listen, I'm in this thing right now. There may be people who used to need your attention a lot. And, you know, if it's not an emergency, you may say, listen, I need to just, you know, hunker down and study it, and I can't help you with that problem or something. That's what I'm sensing here. Okay, that's what I really see here. It says, don't allow any bumps in the road to hinder your process. So don't worry so much about this. People will understand, and you just may have to speak up about what you need. You need time to study. You need time alone, you know, and you can't be doing what you did before because you're in a whole new energy. You're a whole new energy. Yes. You can't be doing both, you know. So that's what I see for you there. And you're lucky because you're the first caller. So you get three cards. It says you have the lovers here.
Thank
I like
you.
Archangel Raphael. And Raphael helps you as a healer. He helps health. It helps relationships. So it says make choices from your heart, deeply emotional commitments, the power of love. So you have this to help you with any relationship issues that may be present right now. It's a big card because it's a major arcana card. So this is huge. And then one more major arcana card. Wow. Leap of faith. Believe in yourself. Listen to your heart. Do what gives you joy. So when you hit a wall with your studies or something that makes you feel that maybe you can't do it, remember why you're doing it. The angels say, just remember why you're doing it. What gives you joy, right? To help people, to bring health to people.
Yes.
So when you are in with that joy, that will make everything else easier. Does that make sense? You just remember why you're doing it.
Yes.
Okay. So that is your mini reading today. You know, you got two major arcana cards. It looks like everything's going to be fine. You know, just remember why you're doing it. You know, and ask the angels to help give you answers. They can help you give you answers. They can help you give you new ways of studying. They can help you memorize. They can help you create boundaries if you need boundaries with people so that you can change your life so you have more time to focus. Any aspect of the whole scenario, you could say, this thing that I'm trying to learn is frightening to me. Help me be logical, clear, systematic in my learning this. Do you see what I'm talking about? They can help you break things down. Nothing evades them. And when I say them, it's, you know, the angels, it's your God, it's your higher power. You're just being frank and saying, hey, you know, I was studying something new this week with a computer and whatnot. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, please help me see this in an easy, relaxed manner. And boom, it started happening. But when I looked at it like, oh my gosh, this is so difficult. And how am I going to figure all this stuff out? I just stopped myself and tried to take some deep breaths and said, okay, show me an easy way to understand this. You know, so you can do that too.
Thank you. Thank you. So much, Barbara. I really enjoyed this reading, and oh my goodness, I'm already relaxing after talking.
Very good.
To you.
Thank you so much for calling, Patricia.
Thank you so much. I would like to remain on the line. I'm sorry.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So the next caller is area code 216. What is your name, and how can I help you today?
Hello, how are you? Happy Saturday.
Hi, thank you. You too.
I just wanted any message that you have for me, you know, what's going on in life, any changes or anything that you can pick up.
Well, how I work, different from other readers, is that I actually bring coaching to your life already. So, I mean, I could just share with you what an angel card, but we can get a lot more work done. It could be more effective if you just mention one area of your life that you'd like some, you know, impact on, that would be better.
Because I know you said, I didn't know you wanted that. Career, how's that?
Okay. So what is it about your career? Are you in a career that you like, or you want to change careers? Or?
Well, I'm actually looking.
Oh, you're looking. Okay.
Correct.
How long have you been looking?
I lost my job Wednesday.
Okay, so not too long ago.
Okay. No.
And
I've absorbed it.
So, what I like about the tone of your voice was that you're ready. You know, you're just ready for change. Ready.
I know.
Yeah. So you just want to make sure that you, if you don't, I don't have time to do a whole healing meditation, but there's something called cutting cords and releasing. So if you have any energetic connections to your last job of any upset, you want Archangel Michael to cut the cord so that it's not with you. So you want to be nice and clear as you attract the next job. Does that make sense? You just want to be nice and clear. And the reading for the week sounds great for you, what I just talked about.
I know, I listened.
You have everything. You have everything that it takes. I pulled a card here, and it says this, my friend. Focus on your priorities this time. Where you put your focus is where you receive your outcome. Your priorities are calling to you, which may produce a feeling of anxiety unless you give them the time and attention they and you deserve. Even a small amount of time devoted to your priorities will help you feel better and more confident. So if your priorities are a certain amount of money or a certain amount of hours or the hours, you know, certain hours, daytime, nighttime, or, you know, make sure you're clear about the priorities that will make you happy. Does that make sense? Be very clear. And that way you will attract that and you won't just take something and then not like it. All right. So you get to sit down in meditation or on a nice quiet walk and think about, well, you know, what are my priorities? You know, what kind of people would I like to work with? How would I like to share my talents? And don't be afraid to daydream. You know, we don't give enough credit to daydreaming, visualizing. On this beautiful autumn day, just take some time and just between you and your angel, say, these are my priorities. I want to be with people that I can communicate well with. I want to be treated with respect. I would like to be paid this amount or more. You know, just go ahead and put it out there and then see what you start attracting, because that's what's been missing. Okay? Focus on your priorities this time. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. I really appreciate you calling
you
in and listening.
Okay.
Thank you. You too. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so the next calling, and yeah, these are shorter readings here, and I do longer readings, of course, you know, when you book a session with me. So this is area code 951. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hey, it's Nathaniel. I was hoping to see what you'd see for the new year coming up for me and like whenever.
Okay. Hi, Nathaniel. Very good. Let me see. I'm going to stay with this deck on abundance and see what we have for you today.
Okay.
All right. So for you, I pulled this angel card. Interesting. It says raise or promotion. So it says congratulations. An increase in your abundance flow awaits you in the next year. And this is a result of your positive focus and your willingness to take action based on your divine guidance. Keep up the good work. So where even the tiniest prayers, the tiniest actions are all good. Sometimes we think we have to make massive ones. You don't. But I like this. This definitely is a thumbs up for increase in your abundance flow. And abundance is not just money. It's also well-being. It's also happiness. But it is a result of your a positive focus that you've been working on. And your willingness,
cool.
It says, to take action. Yeah. Okay, my friend? So I love
thank
this.
You.
Raise or promotion.
Yeah.
So we love
what
this.
What was the first you have with raise and promotion, right?
Mm-hmm. Raise or promotion. And it's the Angels of Abundance card deck for you. Yep. So continue to work on your positivity and continue to be willing to take an action when you feel the angels are giving you a nudge. Go ahead and just try. And you will be rewarded by your efforts. Okay.
Great. Hey, thanks so much, Barbara.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. You have a great weekend. Thank you,
you
for calling
bye-bye.
In again. Bye-bye. Okay, now next caller is area code 111, so that might be on the internet. Hello there.
Hi. Thank you for taking
Hi.
My call.
Yes.
Yes, I was looking for an angel reading around a legal situation.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about it, or?
Just that it's been ongoing, and hoping that it's nearing resolution, and you know, any messages around that.
Okay. I'm guided to talk about what was shared in for the week. And it really looks like, you know, it is a matter of like it's a positive thing. And it's always, it feels like I repeat this, but the phrase, release what you can release. So not easy to do, to release our expected, you know, the outcomes that we want. But in this situation, release it to your higher power. That's what they're saying. Give it over to your higher power and surrender. So what does it look like when we say that? You've taken all the actions. You've got the people around you that are working with you. And if we can kind of like let go with our hands, like, all right, you, it's between you and in your higher power, well, who you may call God or we know what, but it is in your heart that if you can say, it is your will, not mine. Giving it over to the higher power, saying, I, you know, the outcome that is best for me and for everyone involved. That's the message that I'm getting right now. If you can be in the state of surrender, that the highest good will be, you can accept that the highest good will be done, then you just let it go. Okay? Because I don't know the circumstances. I don't know everything all involved, but sometimes we just have to let go and, as they say, let God. Now, it doesn't mean that you stop worrying or you stop caring. It's just that you can have a sense of peace. And I just feel like you being in a state of peace, a state of surrender, a state of less apprehension, less anxiety, can also help other people be working in your favor. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, so that if you can find a peaceful way to just be, like, you know, you may not like the situation, you may not like an outcome that may happen, but you breathe deeply enough and say, I am big enough to be able to hold whatever the universe is going to give me. And yes, I would like this outcome, but I give it over to the universe. And it kind of is also saying, I take responsibility for certain things. But without going into too much interaction, it is about being able to surrender the outcome. And by being in that place of peacefulness, people around you are more peaceful and tend to be less, like, aggressive, if that makes sense, you know. So we want to be that, even if in our mind we don't feel that way, right? This is like, all right, this is what's really going to work. Because if I really raise my vibration, or not raise it, but like lower it to real animosity or real anger or real revenge or, you know, any energy that's just kind of like a fighting energy, ooh, you better believe you might attract more of that. So we want to be in the, as they say, the higher road right now. So the card I pulled for you is Seven of Water. So it says a complex decision, the need to do research, and also stop procrastinating. So if there's something else that you need to do research on, it could be what we're talking about right now. How can I just be more peaceful so I can create the best outcome? No, that's what I'm sensing it could be. And stop procrastinating may also be, if there is something that you need to do, then you need to take action on that. But also the procrastinating could be giving it to somebody else, like saying, I'll feel peaceful once the outcome of this thing is done, versus stop procrastinating your peace. Be peaceful now. Be peaceful now so that you can attract the best outcome. That's what I really feel that it is. Okay. And it looks like it is a complex decision. You know, it says it right here. But that's the best I can do for you. There's a book right now that I share about a lot. I also have it on my YouTube channel. I did a video on it. It is, you know, I spoke about it in an earlier part of the show, Super Attractor by Gabby Bernstein. And it's really a chapter by chapter for everyone listening, how to attract those things that you want in your life. But it's not like, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme. More is, how can I look at my inner state? How can I take control of how I'm, my vibration, so that I can attract good things happening to me. So So it does talk about self-care. It does talk about meditation, journaling, tapping. I have a video on tapping on my YouTube channel also. Little things that we can do to change the vibration so that we actually attract nicer vibrations. This took me many, many years to learn. I'm 65 years old. I probably learned it maybe when I turned 55, so for the past 10 years. I kind of knew it, but boy, did I really get it. Like, no, this really, really works. When I'm really pissed off and angry, oh, I attract more of that energy. And it doesn't mean the situation doesn't bother us, but we just choose to have a different response. And we learn how to do that. We learn how to shift our perception. Okay? So that's what I have for you today.
Okay, with this name reading.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling in today.
Yep.
Okay. The next caller is area code 631. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there. Oh, actually, it's 520 that I clicked on. Hello there.
Listening. Thank you. I'm just listening.
There.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And area code 631. What is your name? How can I help you today? Hello there.
Yes. Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
And I'm working now, but I'm trying to find a teacher aid job closer to home. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying I'm thankful for what I do have, but I'm putting at the universe, I want something closer to home. I put a lot of applications out. Do you mm-hmm. see me getting interviews or a job this week?
Okay. Well, I normally don't do those type of readings, but I'll pull a card on it. My sense is release any attachment, just like I spoke to the other person. Release any attachment. If you are clenching or you're wanting really so badly an outcome, sometimes you block it. So it's kind of catch-22. You have to take actions, but you have to let go. So if you have any fear that you're not going to get it, you're probably not going to get it.
No, I don't have any fear. I'm just putting it out there that I deserve it, and it would be great for me to have something closer to home.
Mm-hmm. Have you called in before about this question? Because it sounds similar to someone else.
A while ago, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. I have a photographic memory. So, yep. So the best thing to do is you keep taking action, you know, and let go and be joyful. Be joyful. So that is something. If joy is missing in your life, bring some joy in it. So sometimes when we want to change, we're not joyful. We think that once we make the change, we'll be happier. So however you can be happy right now.
I'm trying to be joyful. I am. I'm trying. I'm making decisions now that are best for me, not always to make people happy.
Beautiful. Because the card here says the need to have more fun. So
yeah.
While you're doing what you're doing, you want to just make sure you take some breaks and just really remember who you are and trust. Trust the angels have heard your request. And usually if we're not getting what we want, it's the time is not right. The timing is just not right. The universe has its own timing. And
I just got this job in September, so I'm just putting the applications out, you know, recently, October, now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and two things to stay open to that it definitely can happen. And just tell the truth if you're putting out any fear or whatnot. And then you want to release fear if you have any fear, because fear will block it. The fear of not having it will block it. It's that simple. This is a short reading, so that's about all I can say on this card. And the main thing is the need to have more fun. And that energy, the energy will attract joy and joyful things for you. Okay.
That's funny that you mentioned it, because my one friend who just has time for me when she's not seeing a boyfriend wanted me to do something that she likes, and I really don't like it, so I said no.
Okay. Well, then maybe you just have to find a new friend or just, find some new friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
I have to go. You're so welcome.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone who called in today, and we will see you next week. You can check out more about me at my website if you want to book a session with me. And I will have this incredible workshop in New York City in February 2020, Angels, Goddesses, and High Priestess. And again, thank you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.